Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Happy Monday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 20th of November, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, we're getting closer and closer and closer to Christmas, aren't we? And I'm sure a lot of you probably got your list out there, what you want. Let's see, want that new iPhone 10, and maybe an Apple HomePod. Wait a minute, you might want to cross that one off. Nope, HomePod is not going to be available in time for Christmas now. According to what we've been hearing over at Apple, particularly Tim Cook, they've delayed the thing until next year. Why? Apparently they want to make Siri a little bit more enjoyable on the thing. Now, it has to be said, this is a big freaking surprise. The thing was unveiled way back in June of this year, almost 6 months ago, and apparently it's still not ready. The only actual statement we got from Apple was is it needs a little more time before it's ready for our customers. We'll start shipping in the US, UK, and Australia in early 2018. Now you gotta think, somebody over there at Apple Marketing right about now? Yeah, I don't think they're probably too happy about this. On with more news now for our listeners in Germany. Have you got kids? Have you got smartwatches on those kids? Oh my God, you better get those smartwatches off and destroy them. Yes, Germany's telecommunication agency, I'm not even going to try to pronounce it, has banned smartwatches for kids. Yes, you heard me correctly. It's actually asking all parents to destroy the damn things. So why this sort of dictatorial decision? Well, apparently the regulators have deemed the smartwatches targeted at kids as listening devices. So because of this, they're asking parents to destroy any smartwatches their kids have and advising schools to pay closer attention to kids with the things. Now, this basically all has to do with Germany targeting the listening capabilities of smartwatches, saying it poses a security threat to kids' privacy, and even went on to warn that GPS tracking smartwatches could be hacked and attackers could track or spoof the GPS location of kids' smartwatches. Yeah, a little interesting indeed. I love how they keep emphasizing kids' smartwatches. Don't you think that also work with adult smartwatches too? Nonetheless, if your kids got one? They might be breaking the law now in Germany. Hey, speaking of privacy and security, let's talk about Microsoft and Windows. Yeah, I'll hold off a second while you chuckle. Okay, you done? All right. Are you familiar with the ASLR security feature? Yeah, I wasn't either. The longer version of this is actually address space layout randomization. Apparently what it does is it uses a random memory address to execute code. Funny enough though, the ASLR, it hasn't been working for quite a while. How long's a while? Well, go all the way back to Windows 8. Mind you, the ASLR was actually implemented in Vista. So anyways, yeah, Windows 8, you think, oh, okay, so they took care of the problem. No, it went on to Windows 8.1, and even in the current Windows 10.1 edition. But have no fear, there is a fix. Though Microsoft is not going to be the one to do it for you. The solution actually is to create a .reg file. And I'm not going to go into all the details of that because it's really kind of complicated. What I will do though is copy and paste it in our show notes section so you can get it there for yourself for all of our Windows listeners of the new show. And finally, in case you didn't notice on the news over the weekend, NASA, yep, they've launched a new satellite. Together with NOAA, which by the way is like the head honcho weather forecasting agency in the United States, they say this new satellite will be able to give you accurate week-long forecasts. Actually, it's the first of a series of NOAA satellites that will improve the accuracy of weather forecasts, extending for a whole week. However, though, don't look for your accurate forecast right off the bat now. The satellite will actually have to go through about 3 months of tests before it's operational. And even after that, I wouldn't hold your breath. I mean, seriously, when is the last time the weather people ever got the weather right? If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Want to get more from the British Tech Network? Well, consider subscribing to us. We got the gold, silver, and bronze packages for you. So if you think you could use more BTN, we'll get on over there and get subscribed. Speaking of over there, our official website, BritishTechNetwork.com, podcast, blog, all that stuff is on over there. Of course, links to our social media sites as well, British Tech Network on Facebook and Instagram, at British Tech on Twitter. I'm on Twitter as well, at Kyle Swagger. And of course, our Slack room. You hear me talk about it every episode, and if you haven't came on over, you don't know what you're missing. Yeah, our BTN community, come on over and join us. You can do it at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be returning for your Tuesday edition. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours, but until then, smile, it's Monday, and thank you very much, as always, for listening.